everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Howdy.
How's everybody doing?
Good. How's your summer going so far?
Good. I mean, it's technically still not summer. I go by the actual calendar.
Oh, I go by after Memorial Day is summer.
Totally. Yeah. And we had a barbecue. It's officially summer.
All right.
And don't tell me after Labor Day is summer, because it's not. No way. And you did have a barbecue. What'd you serve?
Barbecue chicken, hamburgers, and hot dogs, but not just regular hot dogs. Dodger dogs.
Wait, like they you buy them at the store and they say Dodger dogs?
Yeah.
They're so ridiculous. They're a foot long. I was like, Mike, you need foot long hot dog buns to go with them.
Yeah, it's the same dog you get at the stadium. Just you cook it up yourself. And it's, they're huge. Like the whole point is they're not supposed to fit in the bun. You eat the front and the back and then you eat the dog.
It's funny. I wonder if they sell them all over or only in L.A.
Probably only in L.A.
Oh, well, you're making everyone jealous. Can you get them on Amazon? Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay. Very excited about this episode, which is a summer travel episode. Finds tips, tricks, and everything you need when you go on the road or on the plane, right? This summer.
Or a boat. Yeah.
This is the boat survival.
And then I realized what you said. I was looking at my notes and it says the summer travel episode, finds, tricks, and fines. Well, we do have lots of fines.
Lots of fines. Yeah. So this is like a little bit of a hybrid episode. So there's tips and tricks mixed in with our usual haul items. Or unusual haul items.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Some fun trivia.
And fun trivia. I'm excited for the trivia. Yeah. So I know nothing about this trivia.
I've kept it under wraps. Dana, hats off. She found some really incredible trivia. Wow. So you guys will be put to the test.
Very excited. And I just was informed that our first podcast ever was a summer travel episode.
Yeah. I don't know if it was summer travel, but it was just a travel episode.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
2018, I think. So 6 years ago.
Oh my God, well, we've been at this a while.
Yeah. I remember our first like test episode that we just played for like family and friends was the cauliflower episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have no recollection of this.
And it was so, we didn't even know who your co-hosts were going to be. It was so like impromptu. We sat down. I was like, whatever, I'll just talk. Like, and Mike, you talk too. Like, it was such a like, and the rest is history.
I don't remember that at all.
I think she's making it up.
Mike. So, yeah, it was a dream.
Come on. Let's play that. We should link to that. We should.
I don't think it ever went live.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It must exist somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure I have it somewhere.
Very good. So we also have a sponsor today.
Yay.
Our sponsor today is Passion for Life, liquid vitamins and minerals. Okay, I want to just tell you, Jamie has been obsessing over this product for I don't know how many months now.
It's my favorite thing that I've incorporated into my routine in I don't know how long. And I love the company.
I want you to just take it away a little bit because you are obsessed with it. I have to, truth be told, we are going to be drinking it and trying it here, but I have not incorporated it into my life yet.
Yet. You will.
And I'm waiting for Jamie to tell me why and tell the rest of the world why.
First of all, this is a company that just like warms my heart and makes me want to support them. It is a husband and wife duo. It was created out of a need to help the world and people that struggle from malnourishment. So they have created this product that basically allows you to get all of these essential vitamins and minerals in one little 2-calorie ounce. It's like a little shot, delicious shot you take every morning. It replaces like hard to swallow pills. It is, because it's liquid, you absorb more of the vitamins. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I love it. And again, I love this company. Each bottle sold helps a child in need. No artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. No sugar. Is my enthusiasm coming through?
Yeah, it really is. I want to let's try it right now.
Mike hasn't tried it. I drink it every single morning. It just, it's like a, I don't want to like, it's like a miracle product. I mean, people, I'm sending it to my parents. People report fewer aches and pains. Like it's just, it has incredible properties. I use the cap to get my perfect ounce.
Right. And do you feel more energetic?
I do, but not in like a jittery, weird way. I just feel.
Do you feel more healthy?
I do. I actually really do because I know I should be taking vitamins and supplements. I have no idea what to do. If you put me in a drugstore, I would be so overwhelmed. So this is just like...
These people have really changed
Jamie.
They've turned you into a vitamin lover.
They're so wonderful.
Okay,
cheers.
Okay, cheers. Let's do a shot.
All right.
Mmm. Wow.
Isn't that delicious?
This tastes like amazing orange juice,
yeah,
like fresh squeezed almost, with a little hint of like tangerine, some tartness. That's like, I would elect to drink that. Yeah. If it was not like a vitamin thing.
Yeah. And we should link also to their website, or we'll link to Amazon because that's where we have this great deal. When you go to the Foodcast page, hungrygirl.com/foodcast, and you see the great offer and you go over to Amazon, there's this picture that shows you it has as much vitamin B2 as 25 fillets of salmon.
Whoa.
As much vitamin B6 as 31 bananas. Whoa. You'd have to eat 4.5 cups of peanut butter to get the same amount of vitamin E. I mean, it's like, seriously.
Don't tell Mike that. But he'll eat it.
Isn't this incredible? This is when they talk about like solving malnourishment. Like, you can get all of this nourishment in this one little ounce.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And these people, they just did it just to help the world.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well. Yeah. And they are graciously giving 40% off to Hungry Girl listeners. So you use code 40HUNGRY on Amazon. This is the Passion for Life liquid vitamins and minerals. Again, go to the Foodcast page. And for just a few short weeks, you can get 40% off.
Well,
one discount valid for one unit per customer.
Code 40HUNGRY. Awesome. All right. Well, don't forget to check out the Foodcast page for the 411.
Yeah. Hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Thanks. Jamie, you really sold me on this. I don't think I'm going to be taking those hard to swallow pills anymore.
No, there's no need to.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into this fabulous travel podcast. And of course, we're going to start with some of the finds.
Yes.
Now, these are things that the idea is that you can travel with them, or pack them easily, or have them on the road, or find them even at convenience stores, right? Okay, first up we have Crave plant-based jerky made from peas. It's Korean barbecue flavor. Mm. Interesting. I've had a lot of Crave jerky. Crave was it always plant-based?
No.
Right, I've had the real meat jerky, and this is pea. Oh, are they little peas?
Yeah, they're tiny.
Oh, wow. Oh, they actually, that's so interesting.
This looks like dog kibble.
Yeah.
But...
Well, but hopefully it doesn't taste like it.
Oh, where did we find this?
Pea protein is big.
I got this at CVS.
Hmm. It is what I envision dog treats taste like.
Hmm. The texture is weird to me. It's like dissolving in my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Very strange. Mm. I am not a fan of this. Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. I mean, I was intrigued by it because of the plant-based, but then 105 calories for this entire bag.
That's good, too.
But it's a little bit dry.
Yeah, it's just a weird, you're right. It does like melt. It's like melt in your mouth. It's like powder that's been pushed together. Mm-hmm.
But I do think some plant-based products are like, everyone will love them. I think that people that avoid protein but love the idea of a high protein, people that avoid meat but love the idea of a high protein snack might enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And if you're vegan and you really want that sort of smoky jerky flavor, you might like it.
Yeah.
It's Crave plant-based jerky made from peas. We tried the Caribbean. That sounds good. Caribbean barbecue.
Yum.
That would have been good.
It's actually the Korean barbecue. An ounce has 50 calories, no fat, 400 milligrams of sodium, no sugar, 8 grams of protein, 1 Weight Watcher point. It's available at stores like Sprouts, Whole Foods, Kroger, Ralph's, CVS, Rite Aid, and online from Amazon.
Yay. All right, next up, we have Favorite Day Pizza Party Snack Mix. I like anything that sounds like or tastes like a pizza party. They are pizza-flavored breadsticks, seasoned corn nuggets, cheese-flavored corn sticks, and seasoned crackers. This is a shelf-stable in a bag item that you can pick up and just take with you. I guess instead, it's like a
give me your hand.
A version of like a trail mix situation.
Yes, and portion controlled.
I saw this at Target, which is Favorite Day is a Target brand.
Isn't it either portion controlled or not? It's very portion controlled.
Well, if it's a small bag, actually, it's not very portion controlled because how that bag looks kind of big. I was just adding a word to add a word, I think.
But yeah,
delicious.
I like the little corn nut.
Me too.
I saw this. I turned the corner and I saw it. I'm like, oh, yep, that's Elisa fine.
Yeah, it tastes like. I don't want to say it in a bad way, but like it tastes like pizza flavored. When things are like, you should make a pizza candle. It tastes like a not a scratch and sniff, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it tastes great.
Pizza.
It tastes
delicious.
Like it's heavily coated in like pizza seasoning.
Yes. Like the Trader Joe's pizza seasoning.
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm, it's Favorite Day Pizza Party Snack Mix. It is 130 calories a pouch, 4.5 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points, and it is a Target exclusive.
I like it.
Me too.
Okay, next up we have Heavenly Hunks Minis Birthday Cake Shelf Stable. So this is a shelf, it's not called shelf stable, but it's a shelf stable item. It's a portion controlled Heavenly Hunks pouch.
We've had Heavenly Hunks before and they're bigger, like hunk form. Mm-hmm. These, I believe, are like mini hunks.
I love the word hunk. Wait, did you ever see the movie Hunk?
No.
Can we have a movie night, Lisa? It's the most classic 80s, 90s.
I think we talked about it the last time we had Heavenly Hunks on the podcast.
I don't know. Hang on. This deserves attention.
These also look like dog treats. Just saying.
It's like Mannequin. Remember the movie Mannequin?
Yes, but I with a guy. Well. Oh. Who plays the hunk?
I don't remember. Oh. I bet Regina's listening and knows.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, really good.
It's like a cookie. Mm. I don't know what it is, but I like it. Let's talk about, like, what is this made of? What is it, like a bar? They look like little cookies, but it's almost like you're eating a broken up bar. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Soft and chewy goodness. Mm. That's the bite-sized mini hunks. Let's see. Oh, look at the hunk.
He's pretty hunky.
He looks like a Ken doll.
That's really good.
Yeah. Is there coconut in there?
I was just saying, I taste coconut.
Yeah.
I totally taste coconut.
Oats, brown rice syrup, sprinkles.
Where's the coconut? Is there coconut? Because I taste
it. Yes, coconut.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
150 calories a pack.
150 calories a pack, 7 grams of fat.
That's pretty good.
7 Weight Watcher points. Mm-hmm. It's the Heavenly Hunks Minis in birthday cake flavor. You can find it at Target, Sprouts, Ralph's, retailers nationwide, and online from Amazon.
Beautiful.
Wait, hang on. The movie Hunk is a 1987 American comedy film starring John Allen Nelson, Steve Levitt, James Coco, and Deborah Shelton.
James Coco? I miss that guy.
We have to watch it.
Okay. I didn't recognize any of the names.
You know James Coco.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You know him. Chubby, bald.
I have to see him.
It's like 90% of Hollywood.
I don't know about that. Tell that to Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, are we going to rate as we go or rate at the end?
At the end.
Right at the end. Okay. But we're moving on to a tips and tricks portion of the episode.
Oh, woo! I love this.
And this is hotel tips and tricks. Now, keep in mind, hotel tips and tricks can also apply for, let's say you go glamping, which is like a hotel in the wilderness,
Yeah.
or camping, or an Airbnb, or visiting your aunt's house, who has a fridge.
Yeah. It's basically the away from home tips and tricks.
Away from home tips and or tricks. Are they more tips or are they tricks?
Let's find out.
Okay. First of all, this is more of a hotel thing.
You won't see this at Aunt Marla's. But.
You might.
Yeah,
more
that's
so
true.
Than it. Well, I don't know. Look for bowls of apples and oranges. Like to me at the hotel, when I walk through the lobby and when I check in, I'm like scanning. Like do. What's there? Is there a bowl of fruit? And is it real or plastic? Mm-hmm. And if it's real, I will always take at least one of each type of fruit, you know, not to be like, you know, I don't grab like if there's 10 types of fruits, but I'll take a couple of fruits and I put them in my hotel room. And if they try to give me a cookie when I check in, I say, no, thank you.
Thank you. I'll take an apple.
Or I just say, it's okay. Give me that extra bottle of water.
I love when they have spa water. That's like the things that I see lately is spa water at the check-in.
I love that. So then I do. I keep that. And sometimes they have like little bars in the hotel too. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes if you're at a place that has like a little store when you check in, if it's more of like a, I don't know. It depends on the type of hotel. But some hotels have like little stores and you can just, again, scan for what they have. The hotels that have little stores, usually you get a little mini fridge in your room. Yeah.
And you know what I just realized? A lot of times those stores, even if you don't have a microwave in your room, those little stores, sometimes you'll see a little fridge and a little microwave because they even have like Lean Cuisine sometimes in that little freezer.
I know. Or
so
like
that's
Amy's.
A good tip.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you stop there. If you have a fridge, like I know this sounds like really, you can go to a supermarket, but I'm embarrassed to say like I've used Instacart at hotels. So I will call Instacart and find, because I don't know where the local supermarket is. So I just like, I'll start by pulling up Instacart. I'll pull up my favorite type of yogurt or whatever. And then I see whatever store has it that's close by. And then I start ordering like a handful of things.
Well, also it's a travel day. You're exhausted. I have to tell a story because you saved me once. We went out of town to Expo. We went the night before, sit in traffic. We finally get there. We were in my new car. I like couldn't figure out the navigation. I was very frustrated. We get to the hotel and I realized that my beautiful salad that I had packed was in the Hungryland fridge. And I was so upset.
She was so upset.
Yeah, and Lisa was like, go to your room, bring up Instacart. That would never have occurred to me to bring up Instacart on my phone. It was the smartest thing. Those few dollars, the convenience of I ordered a bag salad. I ordered a little thing of like deli chicken. Boom. Instant salad.
It was great. I guess I saved the day.
You really did.
We didn't even matter that we didn't see Mickey Mouse on that trip.
You didn't?
We saw Goofy. Did we see Goofy? No, we didn't go to Disney. That was a different trip. All right.
Well, let's talk about, so like, what are good things if you have a mini fridge to keep in your hotel? And what about if you don't have a fridge?
Okay. If you have a fridge, I always like yogurt. Mm-hmm. I get the Greek yogurt. I try to stick with 100 calorie yogurts or any kind of light yogurts. Fruit, always. Hard boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. That is a must. Total must. Mm-hmm. Love a hard-boiled egg. I usually stick with the egg whites. Mm-hmm. And then any other like proteins, mm-hmm. like you can get, I love any kind of protein that you can pack, like little pouches of chicken or
chicken
tuna.
Chunks.
All of that stuff is great. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a fridge, it's the stuff that you can add water to, like mm-hmm. instant oatmeal. Mm-hmm. Just look for ones that are not loaded with sugar, like soups, mm-hmm. anything you can either add water to or just throw that soup in the microwave. That's a great option. And because I look for things that are snacky but satisfying, mm-hmm. because I know I'm not going to be having big meals at the hotel, mm-hmm. but I want something to sort of keep me from making bad choices mm-hmm. throughout the day or like dumb choices or mm-hmm. whatever, irresponsible choices. And so I like things that are more savory than sweet. And of course, water, lots and lots of water. Yeah.
That's the first thing. Every time we get to a hotel, the first thing Mike does is go out and buy like mm-hmm. a 6-pack of water.
I miss the mini bar days.
Yeah.
There's like no mini bars anymore.
Yeah. But even when you have them, it's like $6 for a bottle of water.
Oh, ridiculous. I wouldn't. No. Yeah. I just was, that was a bad segue. I just meant because I would go and I would evaluate them.
Gotcha. The fun of it.
I would stare at it. I would twist everything around. Mm-hmm. I hated the mini bars where if you lift it, you get charged.
Oh, that's the worst.
Because I'd be like, I just lifted everything in the mini bar. Yeah. Please don't charge me $678.
Or if you lift it to make room for a soda of your own or
you
something.
Move it out. Yep.
I'll add a cruise to this thing here that you're talking about, because when we go on our little cruises every year, Jamie, when we go to like the marketplace or the buffet area, like they have a huge thing of fruit and Jamie will pluck the fruit.
I open up my hoodie pockets and I'm just like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
And then also I bring water on the ship. So half the cabin is filled with water,
you bring water on the ship.
You can bring water.
Everyone else brings wine bottles. We pull up with our like 40 ounces of water.
Or you can.
I didn't even realize you could do that.
Some of the ships actually will let you buy the water. It's a little bit more. It's like 70 cents a bottle instead of like, 10 cents if you get a Costco or whatever. But you can bring your water on the ship. If you can get it into your luggage, you can bring it on.
Amazing. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a trivia question coming up?
Maybe I can feel it.
Oh,
all right. So I know the answers. You guys don't. Should you like buzz in? I don't know. With your answer.
Just like slam our hand down on the table. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, that's too loud.
What's the answer?
I feel like I smashed something.
Yeah.
The answer is don't smash the table.
How about...
I think you should each make a noise.
What if we both answer?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make a noise.
Okay. Lisa's noise is... And Mike, what's your noise?
Oh, we're annoying everybody right now.
Those are similar.
You copied my noise.
Mine is. And what's yours? Yeah, it's different.
I just changed it.
First question. Ready? What state is home to the first lobster roll? Mikey?
Wait, these are questions we can both answer.
He buzzed in first.
Okay.
Should we write it down maybe?
No, I'm not going to copy you. I'm just going to make it up.
Maine.
Boston.
You're both wrong. Connecticut. So it says apologies to Maine and Massachusetts. Most reports cite a restaurant called Perry's in Milford, Connecticut as the originator in 1929. Reportedly, a traveling salesman requested a hot grilled lobster sandwich to go. And after the first attempt was just okay, the proprietor tinkered with the formula and history was made.
Wow.
Oh, good. We both had good guesses.
Yeah,
we did. Really.
You did.
Okay. Yeah.
It was what the trivia person assumed you would say.
Good job, trivia person. Yeah.
All right. Next question. What is the most popular treat at Disneyland? You were just going to name the like most popular treat?
Say, in the world. No, I think it's the Mickey Mouse ice cream pop with the ears.
Wow.
Was it guess. Disneyland or Disney World?
Either or. Same trivia.
Churro.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Oh!
He's going to get it.
The frozen banana. Chocolate dip frozen banana.
No.
Okay.
But you were in the right direction. Dole Whip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just talked about Dole Whip today.
Yeah.
Just today. And I ate it a week ago.
Dole Whip. Word is that the only treat that comes close in popularity is the citrus swirl. I don't even know what that is.
The heck is that? That's the same thing as Dole Whip. Yeah. It's a citrus swirl. Well, I still think the Mickey Mouse ice pops with the ears are the cutest.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have more trivia later.
We both failed miserably.
You really did.
There's more. So keep your and your ramps.
All right. Next, we have more items to taste.
Yay.
This is a soup. We just spoke of soup and soups that you could take to a hotel or buy at a hotel. Campbell's Well Yes, plant-powered tomato and basil. Mm. No, it's tomato and sweet basil. That sipping soup.
What makes a gazpacho? Like gazpacho, you can drink cold. Like it's meant to be cold.
Gazpacho is cold.
Right. So right, like, why couldn't I have this cold if I wanted to?
You could and call it gazpacho.
Okay. Right. So you don't even need a microwave. All right. So this is Campbell's Well Yes, plant-powered tomato and sweet basil.
It's very sweet.
Ooh. Mm.
That's great.
Wow.
I would have that whole thing. I need to order those.
It would be only 150 calories for that beautiful single serving.
I love it.
It's like a can.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about, a lot of people at home are probably thinking, why are they talking about soup for summer vacation like snacks? But truthfully, if you're in a cold hotel room or you're in a beach town and it's chilly at night, soup is perfect.
Yeah. Tell them, LL.
I just did.
Isn't there some sort of theory that if you drink hot something on a warm day, it actually cools you off because the liquid is colder than the actual 100 degree weather outside? Maybe? No? Is that?
I've not heard that.
Okay.
But
me neither. Dana will know.
I love when she'll tell me that we're having a topic and we're like debating something and she's screaming at her computer like, you fools, this is the answer.
Does she think we're just the dumbest people in the world? Probably.
She's never told me. But, you know, we're in good company.
Okay.
So that was Campbell's Well Yes, plant-powered tomato and sweet basil sipping soup. A container has 150 calories, 5 grams of fat, 6 Weight Watcher points. It's at supermarkets and retailers nationwide. It comes in a bunch of flavors. I've seen others.
Yeah. This was the lowest calorie one, which is why I grabbed it. Unless there's other lower calorie ones that I don't know about.
Regina will tell us.
I don't know. Sipping soup. All right, next up we have Jack Link's jalapeno cheese sticks. Wait, Jack Link's jalapeno cheese stick and Frito's chili cheese meat stick. Wow, Frito and chili cheese. Wait, it's two sticks.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. It's a jalapeno cheese stick. Where are the Fritos and where is the chili cheese?
In the stick.
And then the cheese is just the cheese.
Yeah.
It's very fancy. All right, am I opening this?
Yes.
We only have one of these?
Yeah. I feel like we have to try them at the same time. Yeah, like you have to pop a bite. Don't you think?
Do you mean both. The two pieces and all of us?
Yes.
At the same time.
But mostly I meant we have to, in our mouths, try the cheese and the meat together.
All right, so are we just going to, I'm not going to touch any part of this. All right, I'll just cut it.
Yeah, I figured you'd cut it. You're the master cutter.
Okay.
This is so fun.
I feel like we're on a trip already.
Yeah.
I feel like we're totally on a vacation.
I saw this and I thought, that looks yummy.
Do you remember the Hungry Girl? Wait, there have been two different Hungry Girl vehicles in time, right? So one.
I only remember one.
Hang on. One was a Hungry Girl van that was wrapped in like Hungry Girl messaging, sign up for daily emails that would just travel around Los Angeles.
Its true purpose and goal was that it delivered meals for Project Angel Food.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like meals a promotional vehicle. Yeah.
But then we also had the Hungry Girl treat truck, which was part of a Stop and Shop promotion.
I forgot about that. Okay. Here we go.
Mm.
That is good.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Where are the Fritos?
Oh, I tasted the Frito. The stick by itself, the meat stick by itself.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah.
How many calories is this thing?
So the whole thing is 130 calories, 11 grams of fat, 7 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points.
That's pretty good for 130 calories.
Yeah. A little spice.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Me too.
I would take that on a plane. That's really good.
You'd make everyone jealous.
I feel like it might make you toot.
What?
I don't know. It seems like it might.
Really?
130 calories. I love it, girl. We said that. It's at select retailers like 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, Big Lots, various supermarkets. It's Jack Link's jalapeno cheese stick and Fritos chili cheese meat stick. If I was playing trivia, that would be my sound toot.
And we got it at Target.
Nice. Yeah. Good job at Target.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Why is your Perrier different? Maison Perrier.
I think that's new. It's the new packaging. They changed it. You can't get the old Perrier anymore.
But it tastes the same, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this. Huh. It's supposed to look fancier.
Yeah, more French.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready for our next item?
Yeah.
We.
Dave's Killer Bread Organic Snack Bars. I love Dave's. These are cocoa brownie blitz baked with organic chocolate chunks and seeds. Obviously, it's a shelf-stable item. It's a bar. I just was intrigued because I love Dave's Killer Bread. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to try their bars. But
yeah, you seemed very excited when I sent you the picture.
I did. I don't know if the stats are great, but I'm excited. It looks like a big brownie square. Mm-hmm. That looks yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like it's... I don't know. I see it's 200 calories, which is a fair amount for a bar. That's like...
Maybe they have a thin slice version.
Yeah, that's really funny. You could totally slice it down the side. Oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. You know what it tastes like? Did you ever have Archway cookies? Mm-mm. They used to have brownie bars.
Mm.
When I was a kid, that's what it tastes like. Yum.
I do know that taste of, something like that. Yeah.
It's not super sweet.
Mm-mm.
It's delicious.
Yeah. You have to try the other flavors. It also comes in trail mix crumble.
I saw that.
And Oatrageous Honey Almond.
Wow.
And as a whole, the line has between 16 and 22 grams of whole grains.
Wow.
It's got a lot of redeeming qualities.
Wow. So it's kind of healthy. 6 grams of fiber is a lot for that.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're eating a brownie.
Mm-hmm.
I would cut that up into little like chunks.
Yeah.
Core memory unlocked. Mom used to stock the freezer with these chocolate Weight Watcher cakes. They were like this square. It's a chocolate cake and then this like thick layer of like icing frosting. Those. And she would cut it into 16 pieces and sit there and eat it one little square at a time and savor it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I remember those.
I remember that. It's adorable.
It's a good idea, too.
Didn't Snackwell have something like that, too? I feel like they did.
Snackwell's, I don't remember any frozen products.
Well, wasn't intended to be frozen. I thought your mom's was.
Oh, your mom probably froze.
Yeah, because my mom freezes
cookies,
everything. Yeah. Yeah.
They had those devil's food cookies. Oh, mm-hmm. Those were dangerous. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, me too. So 200 calories, 8 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein, 7 Weight Watcher points. It's at Sprouts, Walmart, Target, online from Amazon, and Thrive Market. We got them in our Imperfect Foods basket. And it's Dave's Killer Bread Organic Snack Bars.
Well, Dana got them in her Imperfect, but I got them at Target for us. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember you texted me. You were like, look at this. I was like, yay. All right, are we on to more tips?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, this is the top travel day tip. Plan ahead. Isn't that the best tip for any day, anywhere, anytime?
But it's easy to forget.
That's true. So let's talk. How do you plan ahead on a travel day?
Oh, man, I start the day before, that's for sure.
The day with your food?
Yeah.
Or for everything?
Yeah.
Well, for everything, but the food is the most important. So... what we'll usually do is order, like, take in.
Yeah. Take out. I pick up this place that makes great salads called Stonefire. And
love Stonefire.
So sometimes I'll just get an extra salad for the plane. But if not, what I'll do is whatever we have earlier that week, I keep the like lightweight single use, you know, plastic containers. And it's perfect because that way I can pack my salad, but I don't have to worry about like having annoying dirty Tupperware on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I keep the little salad dressing, single serve salad dressing thing. And I fill that. It's usually like 2 ounces. So that's perfect. So I pack my salad and some snacks, and that's, then I got a meal and I don't have to think about what they're serving on the plane or rushing to pick up like a $19 salad at the airport.
Smart.
Yeah.
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 But you pick up the $19 salad.
I do. Well, I do plan ahead. And for me, the planning is all about the snacks.
Mm.
So I meant to bring in my snack pouch, but I didn't. And I have this like big clear snack pouch and I put everything from lollipops to mints to little pouches like 100 calorie packs of almonds to whatever emergency snack bar, meat sticks, anything and everything that I love in one place, whether I want sweet or salty or crunchy or crispy, and I have that. And then if I'm gonna eat on the plane, I do usually buy something at the airport. Yeah, or I just say I'm gonna have a couple of snacks and then when I land I'll eat my meal. But I don't really I've never packed a meal on the plane.
But I think that, you know, again, different folks, different strokes. It's all about planning. It's having a game plan, not being caught off guard. And I think that with the snacks, you were telling me it's like a comfort, like you'd rather have more snacks than not enough, mm-hmm. because you never know if you're going to get stuck. There's a flight delay. You're in traffic. You're waiting forever at the taxi mm-hmm. line. And when I get like hungry on travel day, you're already going to be cranky. So the last thing you want to do is get hangry.
True. Yeah. And everybody knows I'm the snack person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're always like, what do you have in your snack bag? And then even like strangers, sometimes if I'm opening up and people are looking mm-hmm. on the plane, I'll be like, do you want one? And I won't give them my good stuff. I'll just give them the extra stuff that I have too much of. Is that really horrible of me?
No. Sharing it all is wonderful.
Oh, that's true. I do. I share in some stuff.
Yeah, but
I thought you said sharing it all is wonderful. I was like, well, I don't do that.
Oh, you got to save the good stuff for you. I mean,
it's all good stuff. To.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have my favorites.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have more trivia? Somehow I feel like I'm getting less good at this as we go along.
All right. Let's see what we got. You guys got your sounds ready?
All right.
I don't even think that was the right
sound. Man, our podcast has really improved in quality since episode one. All right. Oh, this is an interesting one. Wow. Okay. How many U.S. regionally named pizza types can you name?
What?
So places that have like a type of pizza with like the region, like the name of the region, the city in it.
Meh.
Like Knapp style pizza.
Meh.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Meh. Well, there's a Chicago pizza.
Check.
There's a Detroit pizza.
Check. Those are two of the big three. What's the third one?
New York pizza, obviously.
So those are the big three.
I would like to say that because there is a style out here. There is a California pizza.
There is California.
Okay.
I'm going to name really like little known ones.
Okay.
But it's not a region.
Oh,
these are mostly cities.
Yeah, I know another one, but I'll let you have some fun here.
Sicilian.
Yeah. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, that's not in here because this is U.S.
Oh, well, that's not fair. Sicilian is probably...
I know.
Sicilian is kind of the same as Chicago, right? Isn't Sicilian a deep dish? Like a Chicago pizza?
It is.
I know, because there's also like margarita, isn't that named for
right, them? Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a Detroit?
Yeah, we said Detroit.
Oh, you did? I wasn't paying attention.
Square pan.
There's no New Jersey pizza.
It says New Jersey / Trenton. What is it? No. Just extra floppy?
That is not a pizza.
I feel like a New Jersey pizza is a New York pizza. It's mm-hmm. the same, like same region. Yeah. People that are from Jersey are usually originally from New York, right?
You did really well.
Yeah, these are mostly obscure. So we've got St. Louis, New Haven, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Old Forge, Altoona.
Well, a Philly pizza is a tomato pie, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that what
I don't know.
Buffalo.
One of the pizzas that it's not a place, but did you hear of Grandma Pizza? That's mm-hmm. like a big thing now. I don't even know what that is. It's a little bit like Sicilian pizza, but they call it Grandma mm-hmm. Pizza. I don't know. It wasn't around years ago, but mm-hmm. now everybody talks about it.
Well,
all right. We've got another trivia question.
Okay. Yep.
What is the official state pie of Florida?
State pie?
What?
Go ahead.
Banana cream pie?
False. Lisa?
Key lime.
Yes. Key lime pie because of the Florida Keys. Key limes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Easier follow-up.
I kind of knew that. I was trying to be silly.
This is a hot debate. Do you prefer your key lime pie with whipped cream or meringue on top?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream, yeah.
Okay.
Meringue is only good if you want to take pictures of something. If you want to actually eat it, it's not really that good. Yeah. It's all right. It always makes me sad when it's not whipped cream and it is meringue.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, let's segue and talk about your top six shelf-stable things to pack.
Oh, okay. I don't never pack anything. I'm kidding right now. No. Okay. No, let's talk about my top six shelf-stable things to pack.
T-shirts, underwear. Yeah. They're all shelf-stable.
That is true. Make sure you have the best moisturizer. No, the number one thing in all seriousness that I always do have, and this is even if I'm just going out to dinner, but especially if I'm on vacation, sugar-free drink mix packets.
Oh, yeah.
They're good anywhere, anytime. Mm-hmm. They make any sort of like drink into a great, like if you want to order a low calorie cocktail, if you just have a bottle of water and you want to add some pizzazz, mm-hmm. And the good thing is there are so many that are natural now.
I know. Yeah. That's been such a game changer for me because I stopped having the unnatural ones. I don't really drink soda. So I feel like two things. One, if I'm at a bar because I don't drink either and I want something like fun, but I'm not drinking soda, it's so fun to just like order a water and put it in and then I have a pretty drink and I feel special.
Special.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just found I ordered it was a Crystal Light. I think it was a peach mango thing that was all natural.
Really?
Yeah. It said no artificial sweeteners.
Because I know they used to have the Pure line, but it's like 30 calories. I think it has some sugar in it.
I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I'm telling you, I ordered it and it came yesterday and I didn't open it. So I have to look at it.
Yeah, it said all natural. Might have. Yeah, the natural Crystal Light line that I remember has some calories and sugar.
Right. It has some.
Yeah.
But not still a low. Lot. Yeah. It's low.
But anyway. We love those Ultima packets. Yeah. They have that new mocktail line.
Great.
Those are so good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have so many favorites.
I had the grape one yesterday.
I had a grape one today.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. And it does like, I know, you know, I'm tangent here, but it really does like give you some like energy. Like it's.
Because those have electrolytes.
Yeah.
So they're like hydrating.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good. Electrolytes. Very important.
Very. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They help your, what does it help? All your
lights,
bodily functions,
yeah.
function bodily.
Yeah. And if you're like sitting in
good
the sun.
Good thing they're not a sponsor of this episode.
If you're sitting in the sun all day, you're going to need those electrolytes.
Mm-hmm. So. It's true. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Next thing I like to pack, shelf stable proteins. I talked about them a little earlier. I would never like take a packet of tuna on an airplane, but in the privacy of my hotel room, like the packets of tuna or chicken or anything shelf stable. I love.
That sounded so illicit. It's like, what happens behind closed doors of Lisa Lillian's hotel room?
Package tuna. And also Somos. I love the, it's like the taco filling. It's plant-based.
Oh, yeah.
It's so delicious. Mm-hmm. And that is completely shelf-stable.
I like the chicken, the Starkist chicken pouches, because people will look at you like, oh my God, she's going to open a tuna pouch. But nuh-uh. It's chicken.
It's chicken.
It's smelly chicken, not
it's
smelly
just
tuna.
Smelly chicken. Exactly. Also, I like crunchy snacks that don't easily crush, like love corn.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Love, love, love. And 100 calorie packs of nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or any small portion controlled nut situation. Mm-hmm. I really like all the choices that come from Trader Joe's, like those, just a handful of this, that, and the other thing. And like baked cheese crisps things of that nature. Love that. And then meat sticks, like any sort of shelf stable protein that is not like a meal type protein, whether it's a meat stick or jerky. I just love having those around.
I almost always have like a meat snack in my purse because forget about just regular travel. Like you just never know throughout your day when you're going to get stuck somewhere and you're hungry. It's like for 100 calories or less, high protein snack, shelf stable, the best.
I know. I would always rather have that than like a sweet bar.
Yeah.
And usually the bars have twice as many calories and they don't satisfy you as much as the meat stick. So.
And the sugar crash from them is just awful, especially on vacation.
I know. But speaking of sugar crashes, sometimes you just want a little bit of sugar. So if like you're somewhere, like a lot of times just a lollipop will make me feel great. It's just like, I need that little sugar. I like a Tootsie Pop or
a
Dum Dum. I love a Dum Dum. They're good. Do you know a little, what?
I love a Dum Dum too.
Oh,
I'm just kidding, Mike. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Mike. Oh, all right, I'm going to change the subject, but keep it on subject and talk about Dum Dums. Do you know how sometimes you get like a mystery flavor in the Dum Dum? Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm. Oh yeah,
it'll be like question marks, question marks. It's not like an actual flavor, or they don't do that so you can like guess. This is the cream soda Dum Dum. No, it's when they had the transition from one flavor to another.
Oh,
and so, there are some lollipops that just taste like two things at once.
Imperfect Dum Dums.
Yep. I hope that's true.
Sounds right.
It is.
I think
now.
It is. All right. Next up, we have more things to taste. It's the haul, part three. Rick's Picks snacking veggies.
I want to know.
What is this?
Wait, podcast fans, let us know if you like this style of haul where we like have tips and tricks interspersed with the haul. I like it.
I like it too. And if you don't like it, tell us why.
Yeah, tell us
why. We're thick skinned. Don't worry. You can tell
us. Mike, I'm so afraid you're going to get
we love
veggie
feedback.
Juice on my.
If you're still listening, please give us
if
feedback.
If you're still with us, if we didn't lose you at Meep and Blah or whatever your smells were.
Wow, I don't even understand this. So this is a pouch of veggies brought to you by someone named Rick.
Oh, I thought that was mine.
So I don't understand. Like, is this in, are these veggies,
are they pickled
in water?
Yeah. So we've tried his pickles before. Now he has, I guess, a bunch of others, and this is the carrot one.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good.
It's very vinegary.
Interesting. It tastes like lime juice. What is that packed in?
Vinegar.
Yeah. Carrots, water, vinegar, salt. Miscellaneous. I actually don't love that. I feel like it's the type of thing that has to be cold for me to like, and it's kind of room temp right now.
It's not bad. It's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a pickled carrot.
It's a little sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
It's got 25 calories a package. One Weight Watcher point. It's available at Walmart, Target, and online from rickspicks.com. It's interesting. Okay. I like it in theory more than execution.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But it's not terrible.
I also want to try the other veggies.
Who's Rick, though?
Let's see.
Rick. The SNL character? No. Also from Walking Dead, maybe?
Maybe. Rick Springfield?
Could be.
They have cumin, lime, dill, pickle spears in a pack. Snacking pickles.
Wow.
But who's Rick?
I don't know. This guy.
Do you see his picture?
I mean, I see a picture of a guy. I can only assume it's Rick.
Yeah, well, he's not a model.
Edit that
out. What? No, keep it. He's not a model. He's not bad looking. He's not.
Yeah.
Trust me. He's just a guy in a t-shirt. Yeah. And it's not that he's bad looking.
He's just Rick.
I don't like this conversation. Wait, there's Rick's Picks Peewees. These are dill-tastic carrot bites, delectable cauliflower bites.
Isn't that what these are? No.
Mean beans, spicy green beans. More pickles. I want to try the pickles. They have snacking pickles.
Well, we've had the pickles before.
They have, of the snacking veggies, they also have savory cauliflower florets. I want to try that
one. I bet they're really sour, too.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to something sweet. We have Partake Vanilla Wafers Mini Crunchy Cookies. Okay. It's top 9 allergen-free. It's a pouch of cookies.
We have two of them, two different versions.
What flavors?
Classic Graham and Vanilla Wafer.
Vanilla Wafer. Okay. Actually, both sound good. 90 calories for both each. Oh, we have two kinds, 80 and 90 calories.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have the Vanilla Wafer. Then we have the Classic Grahams.
One open.
Okay.
And that's the Vanilla Wafer.
We've tried Partake cookies before.
Yeah.
We like them a lot.
We've had the chocolate chip one, which they also did have that at Target. But I figured we'd go for something different.
These are spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like the best cookies.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. They have like a fresh baked flavor and they're not overly sweet.
Yeah.
Good texture.
Vanilla wafers are underrated as far as cookies go.
But these are way better than Nabisco.
Yeah.
They're really, 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 really good.
Funny because that was great. And I was more excited about this, the Graham.
The Graham.
And I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
I bet it is. These are, oh my God, they're cute. They have little like lines on them. Gluten free. Oh, they're cinnamony.
Oh.
I'm in love with these cookies.
Yay. And that's a nice size pouch for 80 to 90 calories.
Very. These would be good with peanut butter.
Oh, this is interesting. The vanilla wafers. This doesn't seem possible even. Hang on. Somehow, this can't be right.
What does it say?
The vanilla wafers have 2 Weight Watcher points. The classic grams have 4 Weight Watcher points.
They can't. Can't be.
The stats are so similar.
Well, while Jamie's figuring out the points, where I got it was at Target, and it comes in like this 10-pack of split between the vanilla and the Graham.
Delicious.
And I thought that's a pretty good way of selling it.
Totally delicious. I love them.
Hang on. I want to see. I feel like my Weight Watcher app will even like scan it. Oh, it's funny. There's like 9 people who tracked it, so it's either 3 to 4. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else. The carbs are the same. I mean, one has 2 grams of fiber. Maybe that's why. Anyway. So these are the Partake Vanilla Wafer Mini Crunchy Cookies, 90 calories, 2 Weight Watcher points, and also the Classic Graham, which has 80 calories and 4 Weight Watcher points. And you get the duo pack at Target and online from
Amazon.
Are there more trivia questions?
We are finishing things out with some quick trivia, and then Lisa will rate the items. You ready?
I'm ready.
There's just one question left, so get your buzzing sounds ready. All right, this one's multiple choice. Which flavor of the following is not a flavor option available at the famous Matsumotsu's shaved ice. Go ahead.
No, it's multiple choice.
But you just made a noise.
I'm waiting for the answers.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
You can't buzz in before I give them.
Okay. You're getting preferential treatment because you're the husband.
Lisa, if you buzz in before the entirety of the question, that means you're ready to guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what's your guess? Which one is not available?
I'm waiting for the multiple choice.
All right. A, blueberry. B, blue raspberry. C, blue pineapple. Or D, blue vanilla.
Meh.
Yes.
I'm going to let Mike answer first.
No, you go first.
No.
Because I really don't know the answer. I'm just going to guess.
Me too. I'm going to say blue pineapple.
I was going to say blue vanilla.
You're both wrong. It's blueberry. The most expected. Hilarious. Yeah.
Blue vanilla is a thing, which I love, but never heard. That's funny. Good question.
Yeah. Good job, Dana.
I don't think we got any of them right except for the pizza.
I got none. No, you did great on the pizza question. I got zero correct. Right. I'm lucky I was able to taste the flavors of the things at this point.
Right, ready to rate?
I'm ready.
First up, Crave plant-based jerky made from peas.
Mmm. I'm giving it a 6.
That's wow.
A generous 6.
Okay. Next up, favorite day pizza party snack mix.
That was fun. 8. Nice. That's a fun little snack mix.
Moving on to Heavenly Hunks Minis, the birthday cake.
I'm giving those an 8 as well. Those were really good.
Yeah, those were good.
Excellent. How did you feel about Campbell's Well Yes plant powered tomato and sweet basil sippin' soup?
I'm giving it a 10. I loved it.
Wow.
Big fan of that soup.
Thoughts on Jack Link's jalapeno cheese stick and Frito's chili cheese meat stick?
9. Nice. Very solid.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Next, we tried Dave's Killer Bread organic snack bars.
Those were good. I mean, I'm giving them an 8.
Nice.
Delicious. I just, you know.
If he could shave like 50 calories off them,
I would give those a 10. Yeah. You're right.
Then we tried Rick's Picks snack and veggies.
6 for Rick's Picks. Yeah.
It's a vinegared pickle. I mean, vinegar carrot.
Mm-hmm. So.
Last on the list, Partake vanilla wafers and classic grams.
10. I love them.
Yeah.
I'm not even like a big cookie person, but I'm in love with those.
Yeah, those are great.
Beautiful. Good haul. Good times. Good great. Fun.
Great haul. Yeah, are we giving stuff away?
We can.
We there's news. There's a Hungry Girl magazine on store shelves.
Oh, yeah.
So who is still listening? All right. If you are still listening and you want, you know what? I think we should be really generous.
How generous?
Let's give away 5 copies.
Amazing.
Of the Hungry Girl magazine.
That's crazy.
That is either on shelves now or one that was on shelves already. But this one was on shelves already.
So we should be clear. It's the 20-minute meals back by popular demand issue. This is not a brand new issue. So check your collection if you might already have it.
Yeah.
True. This is what I want you to do. I want you to give podcast feedback. Text Mike at
805-380-8075.
And tell us what you like or don't like about the podcast. We want to hear it, especially since we tried a little bit of a new format today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we want as many people as possible to just text Mike. And if you're still listening, wow.
Yeah.
God bless you.
We have good retention, actually. So I bet most people are still listening.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Text Mike. 805. Tell him your thoughts.
380-8075.
Anything and everything that's on your mind about our podcast and other things. We will really appreciate it. Don't forget to check out the Foodcast page, which will have all the information about everything that you heard about today.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
And don't forget to give us a good review.
Yep.
We love you.
See you soon. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, do the right thing.